Listening 2. Where does genius come from? Page 10. Comprehension.
What is genius?
Genius is an amorphous term, to be sure, and I actually try to stay away from it in the book. What I talk about in the book mostly is this idea of high achievement. So people becoming great at stuff, becoming really, really good at stuff. I don't think it's really important to make a dividing line, some to try to figure out, you know, when you've crossed over into genius. The point is gathering your resources, doing the best you can, pursuing whatever it is you love to do with an intensity and a resilience and a passion, and just going as far as you can possibly go.
What's the new thinking about the relationship between nature and nurture? That is, between the genes we're born with and what we learn from the environment.
We've been living with this myth for about 100, 150 years, going back to the time of Darwin, although I'm not blaming Darwin for this. So the idea is that we think that it's nature versus nurture, that there's genes that have all this information that kind of want to push us in a certain direction, and then there's the environment, which is nurture, which is obviously different and kind of an opposing force, and it's kind of either or, and there's all these studies that are constantly trying to figure out, well, how much is nature, and then add on to the nurture, you know, is it 60% nature and 40% nurture, depending on what trait you're talking about. Well, it turns out that genes don't work that way. Genes don't get you part of the way there, you know, to the point you're born or the point shortly after that or before that. Genes are always interacting with the environment. So the new way to think about this is that it's not nature plus nurture or nature versus nurture. If anything, it's nature interacting with nurture, if you have to use those words. So one of the phrases that scientists are using now is G times E, that is genetics times environment, as opposed to G plus E. They call it an additive model. The additive model is, well, you have so much inborn intelligence and then plus what you get in the environment. That would be, you know, nature plus nurture. The new model is you can't separate them. You just absolutely cannot separate the effects of genes from the effects of the environment. So all we can do, of course, is to identify the resources that we have in our environments and maximize them as best we can.